Grace to you and peace from God who created and sustains all things. Amen. Well, it's still Christmas. I just love that it is still Christmas. Up until now, we have mostly heard that familiar Christmas story from Luke, in which we have the enrolling and Caesar Augustus and Quirinius was governor and all of those great things, and Joseph and Mary going to be enrolled, the legends, the story of Christmas, and that magical birth. All familiar stuff for us. But now, on the second Sunday of Christmas, we hear a different kind of story from John. Pastor Fritz, in his sermon on New Year's, talked about how that story of Luke had become so much a part of the fabric of society and had been drawn in, that really the best way to begin to understand what God is up to is in metaphor and in music. And I think that's what John gets at today, when he says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things came into being through Him. And what came into being was life, and life was the light of all the people." It is that metaphor of light that draws us into the Christmas message in a different way today. Now, due to the commercialization of Christmas for the last 6 months, we have been hearing Christmas hymns and happiness, and there is this sort of facade around Christmas in which all of us are supposed to be joyful and happy. Gall darn it. We surround ourselves with trees and tinsel and colored balls and beautiful flowers and pretend as if for a month or so everything is okay. But after many years of the Christmas sequence, I've come to find that Christmas is not always okay. My friend Kate, who is the pastor of the Episcopal Church in Kailua, every year, I don't know if she did it this year, but every year for many years, Kate had her Blue Christmas service, which she holds before all of the festivities, and they all gather on the floor around a candle and be depressed together. There are people, even among us, who find the joy and happy facade of the holidays, quote, unbearable. They missed lost loved ones. They miss families far away. They themselves are undergoing difficulties and trouble which seem at odds with the joy of the season. They have a blue Christmas in which they admit that there is darkness. It's into that darkness, that reality of our lives, that John speaks of light. Some of us in this time of year are caught in what I like to think of as the black hole. You know how a black hole works? It's just got a lot of gravity. It has so much gravity that not even light can get out. Except for John. John says that in the beginning, God sent the Word. It was there from the beginning, and that Word was life, and it had light. It was light. Whatever our black hole may be, whatever our darkness may be, whether it is guilt or fear or narcissism or addiction, folly, consumerism, being consumed, overindulgence, all of those things that with a thousand cuts kill us day by day, it is that light of Christ which pushes back the darkness. That's the imagery of John on this second Sunday of Christmas. It isn't overly concerned with the story of the birth of Jesus or our nice little Norwegian Jesus who's white and broke. It's not concerned about that. It's not concerned about the story of the Magi or the shepherds, but of the completeness of God's presence with us in light. A light that no darkness, no matter how powerful or overwhelming, no matter how important, how much importance we give to it, can overcome God's light. Now, we are not the light. God promised that we would become the body of Christ, but we are not the light. But we, like John, bear witness to that light. Wow. We bear witness to it in music and singing. We embrace the metaphor of God's presence and becoming flesh, the reality of God's grace and truth among us in our singing and in our preaching and in our proclamation of the Word. We bear witness to this light with words of hope to those who are most desperate, and with the works of our hands that feed those who are hungry and embrace those who are desperate. We bear witness to the light by the very presence of this congregation and this ministry in this neighborhood. We bear witness to the light when we proclaim Christ crucified for everyone, not just for some. We bear witness to the light when we live the light as Christ's people. Now, the light will shine regardless of whether we do anything at all. Thank God. But we are witnesses to the light of Christ that became flesh, the light of God that became flesh and dwelt among us. A light too brilliant for mere words or theology or dogma or law to withhold. It takes a metaphor, poetry, and living to be the light which was from the beginning with God and is God and became flesh and dwells even now among you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that Word was life and light. Amen.